On the Clezzy, Matt and Kimber catch up, when did you break something brand new? We did Matt's Hits From Your Hood, Gosnells, featuring 360.
That's right.
An iPhone 10 is released and our tech guru Trevor Long explains it all.
You can never have too much Clezzy, Matt and Kimber, but you're probably paying way too much for gas. So switch to Origin. Find out more at originenergy.com.au.
Clezzy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
On my phone list here, it just says the boss is sitting on the phone. Why is the boss on the phone?
Well, hasn't the boss got a lovely new toy?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's that thing where you just, she saved up her money, she's gone out and got herself something special. And that feeling of when you bring something new home.
Oh, so exciting.
You know, like whether
it's a wonderful feeling.
Take the wrapping paper off.
You've saved up for it, you really want it, you get something special.
Just shine it with your sleeve because you put a foot, fingerprint on it.
Normally when there's someone on this hotline, it's bad news. But boss, g'day Erica, how are you?
Morning.
Oh, Erica, tell us about your brand new shiny thing.
Well, it's brand new, not so shiny anymore.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
Tell us more.
I picked up my new car, as you said. I think it may be the first new car I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Yesterday morning, very excited, brand new, 20 kilometres on it when I drove it out of the showroom. Mm. Shiny, paint protection, all of the gear.
Yep.
Drove it very carefully, cruise control, didn't break any speed limits, very nice. And then had to go and do a Pilates class yesterday afternoon and had to parallel park.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And I've now got a reversing camera on this car, which I never did before. Having said that, quite proud of myself usually in the skills department when it comes to parallel parking.
Yeah.
I don't usually manage to bump into the car in front of me, but bumped into the car in front
of
me. Just underestimated the length of the bonnet.
Yeah. Longer car, 8 hours in, dirty big scratch on the bumper.
How many times have I told you to stop engaging your core at Pilates? You see what happens?
What it proves is I just can't have nice things.
Did you use lots of spit to try and get the mark off, thinking it might have been that?
I did give it a bit of a rub with a Pilates sock.
Yeah. 20 times.
Oh, you broke your new thing.
No.
I was talking to friends about it last night and I was telling them of some of the features of the car and it has voice control.
Yeah. Great.
We know what the first word is.
We cannot say that word.
Oh, we're really sorry, Erica, but we know it's going to be okay. It's just a scratch, but
I know.
I'll fix it with a highlighter.
My husband has great faith. He wasn't too worried knowing that it would be many more scratches within a short period of time.
Exactly.
Yeah, someone else is going to hit it with a trolley within a week. Don't worry about it.
No, it's broken. Bugger it. Go back and get a new one. Switch it
I
over.
I look forward to hearing people help me feel better.
Yeah, we will.
Too right.
Yeah. Well, and the lines are open for that on 1333 53.
That is exactly what we want to do. We want you to call us and tell us when you wrecked your new thing.
Oh, it's a great prize today. It's your last chance to secure tickets to Jack Johnson's sold-out show at Kings Park and the Botanic Garden on Wednesday, the 6th of December. But you can win them with us with a great story.
Mm. No longer shiny new and got that kind of, it's probably got the new car smell.
Yes.
But not the same vibe spiritually.
No. Oh,
I just lost it.
Having these flashbacks of my girlfriend with her brand new couch, banging on about her couch, how great it was, got it in the house, and then she leaned over it to put something in the bookcase and the arm went snap. Yeah, because she put her knee on it and it just snapped in the arm.
She went to super cheap furniture?
It was awful.
Oh, when did you wreck your brand new thing? Give us a call.
Clezzy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Our boss, Erica, got herself a nice new car, saved up all her hard-earned money, had it for 8 hours, scratched the paintwork when she hit the bumper parallel parking.
Oh,
at Pilates. It's important to put that in.
It sucks when you wreck your new thing.
Yeah.
Lynn in Baldivis, what did you wreck?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Morning,
Lynn. It wasn't actually me. It was one of the ladies I used to work with at a rather large company up on the terrace in Perth.
Yeah.
The CEO was getting a brand new car, as they do when they renew them, and he couldn't go and pick it up. So she said, I'll go do it. So off she's chopped. We've dropped her off there, and she's picked the car up and came back, and as she's driving it out the driveway of the car yard down the road, she totaled it, wrote it off.
No kidding.
And she So she turned back up at work in a taxi, which was hilarious. So wrote it off.
And how did the CEO respond to that little incident?
Oh, well, you know, CEOs, have to go and get another one. Oh. A couple of weeks and ordered another one. It was all fine. It was on insurance, wasn't it?
Wasn't relieved of her job?
Gee.
No. God, hello. It was back in the 90s and 80s and 90s on the terrace. Everything was fine.
Yeah. When that sort of thing happens, you just look to the universe and go, what have I done? What did I do?
You know, I don't think it'd be the first time it's happened either. I think people are so nervous pulling out new cars from the dealership. Yes. I reckon it's happened a lot.
You're right, in 90s in the 90s into terrace, probably just went to the Mediterranean for lunch with Bondi. Well done. Thanks, Lynn from Bell Davis.
Nona's in Lakelands. Nona, tell us, when did you wreck your new thing?
Well, it wasn't actually mine. It was one of my dear friends. I'm originally from Geraldton up north, where it's a crayfishing mecca.
Yeah.
And he'd caught this beautiful, big old crayfish, probably would have been 30-plus years old. So he decided that he would have it stuffed and mounted to place on his lounge room wall in pride of place. Well, on this particular day when he'd just picked it up, he offered me a lift home, and so it was sitting in pride of place on the front seat, you know, precious, wrapped. And he said to me, just pop it on your lap, it'll be safe for the drive home. So, we're driving along, and as I go to jump out saying, thanks, mate, I smashed it into the dash and completely obliterated his brand new prize possession.
Oh, dear.
Also, I just think it's funny that you were driving home with a crayfish on your lap.
Yes. It sounds like the start of a joke, doesn't it? Yeah,
a Mr. Bean episode.
And I was driving home with that crayfish on my lap.
What were the pieces tried to, you know, did they try and glue the pieces together?
Unfortunately, because the cray, it was brittle and varnished and everything else, there was no chance of it. It was, a jigsaw that just couldn't be put back together.
Oh, it's not going straight in the pool room.
No, sadly, no, it wasn't.
That's disappointing. Thanks, Nona. Thanks for joining in. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
G'day. This is Mark Howard. If you're into sport, you'll love my podcast, The Howie Games. Experience raw, open and honest conversations with a bevy of sporting superstars. Hello, Kevin Peterson.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about The Howie Games.
Kathy Freeman.
Thanks for being you.
Mick Fanning, welcome to The Howie Games.
Yeah, Howie, how are you, mate?
That's The Howie Games and it's on Podcast One now. Download the app or listen at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Thousands have been queuing at Apple stores around the land today to get their hands on the new iPhone X. Our tech guru has been at the Apple store in Sydney this morning. Trevor Long, g'day Trev, how are you, mate? Set the scene
morning,
for us.
Morning, team. Yeah, no, it was huge. I go every year to these kind of openings and the first days of these products, and there's always a bit of a queue. Probably 4 or 5 years ago for the iPhone 6, there was a massive queue. This morning was as big as that, if not just slightly smaller. It went around a couple of blocks. It was massive, and that will be the same everywhere. You've got a couple of minutes until the stores in Perth open, and basically you've got people who are so desperate to have this device on the first day, they're willing to either camp out for days or get up at stupid o'clock and sit there and stand in the line. It's phenomenal. There's about 300, 400 people.
Trevor, I have an iPhone, and I'm certain that I use about 20% of its features. Yep. I mean, are we just being talked into buying stuff we don't need?
Oh, no one needs. These are not need devices. I can't think of many people that need what these do. Maybe people that are professional photographers that are trying to go a little bit mobile. Maybe the photography in an iPhone today is enough to justify it. But in terms of the iPhone 10, you know, it has a much bigger screen. The screen goes from the very top to the very bottom. But that's not a need thing. That's purely is it a better way to use the phone? Does the internet and the videos look better that way? Certainly not a need thing, especially when you're talking about something that starts at $1,579.
Yeah, well, Trev, I was going to ask you about the price. So with that price tag, do you think the enthusiasm is warranted for this product?
I'll be honest. I was skeptical because it is a radical change. There's no home button. It's a very different phone. I've been using it for 5 days, and I've got to say, I think everyone who pre-ordered one will be very happy. It's not at all cumbersome. It's not at all unjustified. It feels like a very different iPhone. It feels like an innovative device. And I think people that are willing to pay that amount of money, whether it's on a $130 contract plan or paying for it outright will feel very justified in what they've done, because they will stand out. And let's not kid ourselves, a lot of people are buying them because they want to sit in a meeting with their phone on their desk and have someone say, is that the iPhone 10?
Yes, exactly.
So true.
Me, I'm lucky enough, I've had it and I've been using it, and people ask me that all week, and it's a great feeling, you know, and people want to have that in their own workspace.
Like you said, Trevor, yeah, people are really excited to be there. Sometimes it goes astray. Have a listen to this. It goes wrong,
Trevor. This is just a normal iPhone 6. Yeah, I didn't want a bigger one.
All right. We're doing the reveal. His name's Jack.
Oh, that happened in Perth a couple of years ago, mate, with the iPhone 6.
I remember it very well.
But the thing about the early adopters, mate, Steve Jobs knew it all those years ago, and everyone in tech knows that the early adopters pay for the technology, don't they?
They do, and this is the thing. This technology in this phone, these big screens, will come down through the ranks over the years ahead, but they've got to pay back the billions they put into the research. So that's why, you know, luxury cars cost more, because they've got more advanced driving features which come down into the smaller cars over time. It's the same with technology, it's the same with TVs, it's everywhere. But I've got to say, the one feature you guys need to see, and you'll start seeing it, anyone who you know bought an iPhone 10 today will start sending you these messages, these animojis. They're animated emojis, like a unicorn or a panda, but it mimics the face of the sender. So I can send you a video that is my voice and all of my facial expressions in a panda bear or an emoji poo.
What a wonderful world we live in, Trevor.
Isn't it amazing?
Tell you what, all these advances in technology, and yet whenever we speak to people down the phone, they still sound like it's 1980 on a landline. Like, that's the bit they don't improve.
And we can't cure the cold.
It's this constant, like, you talk to people on the phone, you still go, oh, it's cutting out, sorry, it's rubbish, oh, I can't hear you properly. It's constant here. It's unbelievable.
It's the one thing that's never been improved. And certainly they've never stood up at a keynote and said, by the way, phone calls are better.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Trev, thanks for the update, mate. We're glad to get your vibe on what's happening in Sydney. If you do us one favour, send us the horse emoji and we could say, what's the long face, Trevor Long? Maybe not.
Oh, no, I did a hello. I'm Mr. Ed.
Beautiful.
I'll send you a poo emoji, all right?
Yeah, no, but we look forward to that poo, digitally. Thanks, buddy.
See ya.
Claire's Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood.
How am I going to top this, right? I've had Guy Sebastian come in and help me out with Vic Park.
Yep.
And now with Gosnells, me dear old Gosnells, because, of course, Beckenham was in the city of Gosnells, so it's, you know, almost my own hood.
Hey, it's your turf.
Aussie hip-hop legend, well, young hip-hop performer.
Yep.
360, he's come in and he's put his magic down on Gosnells.
He's a gun, isn't he?
Yeah, he's brilliant.
I don't know if you noticed, Claire, but Matt didn't mention the backing tracks that I did for him once or twice before.
Well, it was a good start.
Yeah, you were the early special guest because you were cheap.
Yeah.
All right.
You ready to drop this?
Yeah.
Gosnells, this is for you.
Beautiful. Matt's hits from your hood.
Got a big thing to decide. Can I live in Gosnells? Maybe it's a little far from my work. Maybe it's a little rough. My new mate 360 reckons that it's great. I know they've got a Hungrier Jack's. I like the burgers there, so that's not so bad. Not so bad.
Yeah. Dear Matt, 60 here, how you going? I heard you're looking for a new spot to make your home in. I know you've been singing songs about Perth's top hoods and that Vic Park stuff you dropped with Guy Sebastian was good, but now you got Gosnells on your Suburban Hits radar. So let me give you some straight up truth about that area. Sure, it's got its schools and shit, and its stuff for living life, and the police chopper, they be flying around at night, but Gosnell is a lot more than a place for drive through burgers. It's more than Centrelink and a hotspot for the burglars. We got families growing up here from all over the world, and Gosnell's multicultural gets its own food festival. In less than 20 km from that dirty, gritty city, the Canning River flows and the parklands are there pretty. Anyways, Matt, just keep in touch. I'll see you around like a 360 does.
Man, I got a big thing to decide. Can I live in Gosnells? Maybe it's a little far from my work. Maybe it's a little rough. My new mate 360 reckons that it's great. I know they've got a Hungrier Jack's. I like the burgers there, so that's not so bad, not so bad.
Mr. I'm too good to live in Gosnells, working round like his own shit, no smells. And you don't like colonial architecture of the Wilkinson homestead. You're probably better off sipping soy milk with your hipster friends. And that Phil Collins song, Sussudio, we wish he hadn't written. That's how you're gonna feel if you don't shut up and listen. Gosnells is a paradise, there ain't no doubt about that. And I know when you're asleep and you be dreaming about it, but when you can't sleep, so you'll be thinking about it. I know you'll scream when you see the railway market, but that's how you feel if you give up on Gosnells. It's like a sore throat with no ice cream for your tonsils. Like the kids playing down at the Centennial Park. See, Gosnells is the light that comes out of the dark. And Gozzy Akadaka, it rained down from above. This is 360 checking out with a message, peace and love from Perth.
Hey, oh, that's
hey, that was magnificent.
Brilliant.
Oh, man. How good
was
that?
I loved that.
360.
Oh, congratulations.
Do we call you 180 from now on? It's unreal.
I think my street cred just went up a few notches.
That was so cool.
Excellent.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. Well
Thanks,
done.
Thanks, 360.
You have to get the matching ink now.
I will.
Very cool.
Oh, Gozzies are going to love that.
Yeah, where can people see the video?
The video is up on Facebook, and I assume it's up at mix.com.au
it
also.
Sure is. Mix94.5 Facebook if you want to find it.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Bit of a look. Unreal. Well done, man.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now. The moment you've been waiting all morning for.
All week.
It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
I've actually got to start with traffic. Actually, I see that a cement mixer has collided with a prison van.
Oh, yeah.
Motorists are advised to look out for 16 hardened criminals.
Oh, dear.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Not even early mornings can stop Clancy, Matt and Kimber. If you want to put a stop to overpriced gas, switch to Origin. Find out more at originenergy.com.au.